The Iraqi Kurdistan region's economic woes are piling up. The latest blow has been reports that the total import of goods has fell 54% compared to last year. The recent steep drop in oil prices in the global market is putting pressure on the regional government's funds. This has left over 1 million government employees without pay for over 5 months. Now the private sector is feeling the strain due to the loss of its consumer base, and as a result, many businesses are forced to make cuts.
After the drop in oil prices, my general trading company lost nearly 50% of its expected income. We had to let 30 employees go because we simply couldn't pay them. And as if that wasn't bad enough, we are predicting worse figures in the coming months unless the government does something.
Now that the Erbil government is cash-strapped, many lucrative construction projects have also been halted, raising the unemployment in the region.
It is not just construction which has been affected. Schools, hospitals and most public sectors have been stopped working. The government has to reactivate the parliament, which can implement laws to deal with the crisis.
The Kurdistan regional government is accused of triggering the crisis by failing to act in time to invest in sources of income other than oil, which it heavily relies on.
Sector by sector, the economy here is being severely hit. And this trend is likely to continue across the Kurdish region unless the KRG imposes drastic measures to stop a total economic collapse. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Erbil.